This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, now, we'll begin. Allow us to express our greetings and gratitude to the rest of you. And we would remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication, and we would encourage each of you to utilize that opportunity to be involved in that telepathic interaction and that exchange of information. But as always, once again, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, your consciousness once again exists in a multidimensional type of reality, in a multitude of incarnational periods. That you in various levels of your consciousness are aware of, in connection with, communicating with, if you wish, influencing this incarnational period, while this incarnational period is influencing others. That, for many, becomes a very difficult concept to grasp. Absolutely, we understand that. Now, what is easier for one to grasp is that in this incarnation period, you are, in your awakened consciousness state, quite aware of your consciousness and the effect that your consciousness can have upon your day-to-day activities and the reality that you experience in those day-to-day activities. However, even in your so-called current incarnational period, this one that you are consciously aware of, many find it difficult to grasp the extent to which your consciousness is involved in the creation and in this vibrational level that you exist in this incarnational period. You see, we suggest that your consciousness exists in each and every atom of your entire universe, and of all of the universes that you wish to project and discover and to create in this vibrational level, in this current incarnational period. That becomes a difficult concept for many to grasp. You exist within each and every atom of your entire vibrational level. Your consciousness exists and is involved in the creation and sustaining of that reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. Once again, for many in your awakened consciousness state, that's a very difficult concept to grasp, that you are in control of your entire universe and universes that you continue to create and to experience and to seemingly discover. You see, once again, as we have suggested, if you can imagine it, you can create it. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. And so when you have a group of entities who continuously project through their imagination and their desire and their expectation the discovery of other universes that exist within your vibrational lumen. It's an illusion. You not only can but do have whatever it is that you desire to validate the beliefs that you hold. The discovery of universes is simply a projection and a creation and a validation of beliefs and belief systems. It's an illusion. You can and do have whatever it is that you desire. And your consciousness is involved in that creation process. Once again, a very difficult concept to grasp for the many in your awakened consciousness state. Each of you is an individual, and yet each of you is connected. You are one, and yet you are separate. You are all that is, and yet you are nothing. You see, it's an irony. It's the phenomenon that defies explanation. You are all that is, and yet you are nothing. You are an individual, and yet you are one. Your consciousness exists in each and every atom as an individual, and yet as one. A difficult concept to grasp absolutely. What is easier for many to grasp is that your consciousness exists and is something that can be perceived and explained in your awake and consciousness state as being simply an expression of your thought process, of your understanding, of your perception. The utilization of your mind, for many, that is the definition and the concept of what your consciousness is. For others, the understanding that your consciousness exists within each and every cell of your entire physical being is indeed something that they can grasp and understand and accept as being a valid concept. For many, the thought that your consciousness is involved in and exists within each and every cell of your physical being can be as well a difficult concept to grasp. But if you can hold that understanding, then you begin to accept and understand the concept that your consciousness, which is existing in each and every cell of your entire being, is influenced by your thought process, by your choices and decisions, by your thoughts and feelings, by your emotions, by your attitudes, by what it is that you desire. Doesn't just influence your thought process or your mind. It influences each and every cell in your entire being. And if you can indeed expand that concept, it influences each and every atom and cell in your entire universe. And it influences and has an impact upon the creation and the experiences that you have in your awakened consciousness state. Your consciousness is not something that is limited to or restricted to your thought process or your mind. Absolutely not. Your consciousness exists within each and every atom of the entire universe and his will exists within each and every atom of the various universes that are existing and are being created in their fields simultaneously with this universe that you all are creating and experiencing in this incarnation of unity. There is so much more than what you perceive when you reach your consciousness state. You are a multi-dimensional personality who has chosen to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are while you exist within this vibrational level. You can make it seem very complicated, but it comes back to the simplicity that you are the creator of your reality. It comes back to the simplicity that this is an illusionary reality, not insignificant, but illusionary. It comes back to the basic understanding that you are indeed existing in, involved in, and experiencing a multitude of different creations in the same time period, if you wish, in the now. It's an illusion. It's an illusion that you choose to make real by limiting once again your capacity to understand your creation process, to understand who and what you truly are in your various levels of consciousness that you exist in this vibrational level and in this incarnational period as well as the other incarnational periods that you choose to be involved in and to create. This veil exists throughout your entire consciousness while you exist within this vibrational level. It becomes a difficult explanation because, you see, even to utilize that the veil exists while you exist within this vibrational level is to assume that there is a time period that you exist within this vibrational level when actually time and space only exist in your awakened consciousness state. The ability to experience what you might like to refer to as time travel is not necessarily that one travels, but rather that one recognizes that the consciousness of who and what they truly are exists within every level of creation and every time period in this vibrational level, because time and space are illusionary. It's an illusion, and it's the ability to tap into a particular element of the illusion that allows one to experience and to be involved in different experiences in different time periods or different parts of your seemingly real space. That's an illusion. You have, for example, had individuals existing within your vibrational level who were quite competent at experiencing certain events that were occurring in other seemingly distant areas from where they were currently situated while they were involved in and having those experiences in these seemingly other different places, different areas within your Earth system. It's not so much that one is traveling once again to that area or subjecting their consciousness to travel to that other area, but rather that one is becoming adept at the ability to tap into experience the consciousness that already exists in that area. You exist in each and every atom of the entire universe. You choose to limit your capacity, particularly in your awakened consciousness state, to tap into and to retain the memory of the experience that you were involved in while you were tapped into other levels of your consciousness in other areas of your so-called universe. Time and space are illusionary. They only exist in your awakened consciousness state. In your altered states of consciousness, it's possible for you to have those experiences, not only in other areas of your so-called Earth system in this particular incarnational period at this particular point in time, but rather to tap into your experiences in your so-called past or your so-called future, in other incarnational periods as well. A technique that, once again, to utilize your belief in time and space, one can develop, and one can become very proficient at that ability to seemingly do this, what you might refer to as time travel, when really it becomes the ability to tap into your consciousness that exists throughout your entire universe and throughout your entire vibrational level of all of the so-called past and future time periods that only exist in your awakened consciousness state that are illusionary. The key to this ability to seemingly time travel, to project one's consciousness, is to understand that one's consciousness is already there. It's a matter of tapping into that area of creation that you are involved in and retaining the memory of that interaction. It's similar to when one enters into a dream state. For some, to retain the memory of that interaction is a very difficult process. For others who practice what you might refer to as lucid dreaming and retaining the memory of that interaction, it's not difficult for them to recall many of the interactions and the realities that they experienced in that so-called dream state. It's difficult in your awakened consciousness state many times to translate that particular interaction back into something that you can comprehend in your awakened consciousness state, because it's in those altered states of consciousness that you're involved in a multitude of transactions and interactions and involvement, and you're attempting to bring that into an area of your consciousness and your conscious state where you have put in place, once again, the limitation to have that ability to understand. Your choice to put in place the limitation. It's not something that you're subjected to, it's something that you choose to perpetuate. And so, you were involved in these interactions, and yes, you are. That's the irony. It's not something that one can do and someone else can't. You all do it. Absolutely, in your altered state of consciousness, you're involved in these interactions with other entities and with other incarnational periods that you're involved in other realities that you're creating and experiencing. Yes, if you will do this on a continual basis in other levels of your consciousness. But once again, there are some who attempt to and become quite proficient at retaining various memories, however limited, of that interaction and bringing it back into your awakened consciousness state. For some, in an altered state of consciousness that you like to refer to as a meditative state, where in that altered state of consciousness you maintain the memory and the awareness of what it is that you're experiencing. You have that capacity to be involved in these other realities, these parallel realities that are seemingly different or separate from the one that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And you, in this seemingly meditative altered state of consciousness, can bring back into your awakened consciousness state a very vivid memory many times of that interaction. Even at that, for many, to bring it back into your awakened consciousness state, one is left with the perception that it's seeking your imagination, that it's not real, that you just imagined these other realities and these other interactions. And once again, it's because you choose to limit your capacity to understand. You choose the limitations. Your choice. But nonetheless, when one becomes quite proficient at this ability to alter your consciousness and to, in that altered state of consciousness, be aware of where your consciousness exists in other areas of your so-called earth system or universe, and to bring back into your awakened consciousness state and retain a memory of that interaction, it's quite possible for one to be involved in and to experience realities that are in an entirely different area from the one that you occupied while you were in that meditative state, and to be involved in what you might like to refer to in your awakened consciousness state as some type of time travel or transportation of your consciousness. It's more an understanding and awareness that your consciousness exists in each and every atom, once again, of the entire universe. And you can utilize and become quite proficient at tapping into that consciousness in the desired areas that you wish to experience the reality. It's an illusion. You have but to believe. You have but to go within fire. Utilize your altered state of consciousness now, maintaining your awareness with a specific desire of what it is that you wish to experience. And you can have that, absolutely. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
Josiah, appreciate very much being here. It seems to me that in each of these creations that we are creating for ourselves, that we are creating basically, in each case, a linear story, or it appears to us to be a linear story that has a beginning and an end, and then we experience the experiences for the reason of the emotions that we can gain from that. So it would seem like each one of these incarnations that we have, we're doing that, and we are creating this like lineal history, sort of, so to speak. And also other entities and other, universes or other vibrational levels, at some point we tap in with them, with yourselves, in order to give us a different perspective on the particular linear experience that we are attempting to create at this time. And we are looking at a time when we have, if we would apply at this particular time, a time when we have come out of a very dark situation and experiences that have what we would call darkness into an area more of light. And the question, I guess, is if we can, like, looking ahead to a time of light is quite exhilarating at this particular time. And also looking forward to other entities that can give us, at this particular time, the emotions of that joy of looking towards light. Would you comment on those thoughts?
You know, back in consciousness, that you believe once again in this passage of time. There's a beginning and an end, and a beginning and an end makes it more real. When you enter into an incarnational period, you go through, in your awakened consciousness state, an 11 evolutionary type of experience where one entire physical being transforms and goes through from a beginning to an end. And you understand and accept absolutely that that's a human consciousness belief system. The beginning and the end is only in your awakened consciousness state. Time does not exist in your levels of consciousness from which you create your reality. The beginning and the end is once again an awakened human consciousness concept, a belief in time and space, and it makes it more real. And as a result of making it more real, it indeed intensifies the experiences and emotions that one experiences in your awakened consciousness state. When one is in this incarnational period, one believes in your awakened consciousness state once again that this is the most important incarnational period, and for many, once again, this is the only incarnational period that has any significance. Again, because of your choice to put in and sustain this electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And in that awakened consciousness state, one has and utilizes, once again, as a result of beliefs and belief systems, both human consciousness beliefs and societal beliefs and individual beliefs, perception that there are desirable and less than desirable feelings, that there are some emotions and feelings that you look towards as desiring to experience, and others that you wish you didn't have to experience, that there is this transformation from one period of existence into another, where one can go from being what you might refer to as a very desirable to our experience to a less than desirable, or conversely from a less than desirable to very desirable. So what's difficult to grasp in your awakened consciousness state is that that perception of going from being desirable to less than desirable, or going from less than desirable to desirable, or from light to dark, and to utilize your analogy, or from dark to light, is an awakened human consciousness perception that allows you to validate the experiences as being real. The spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, whether you're going from light to dark or dark to light, whether it's desirable or less than desirable. The spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's good or bad, right or wrong, whether it's something you should or should not experience, but rather validates the beliefs you hold and rejoices in all of the creation process. Each of you, if you wish to utilize and to speak in terms of your belief in time and space, each of you has many times ended an incarnational period. You have died. And each of you many times have either looked forward to that particular event or have at some point wished it would never come. Each of you has experienced both extremes of that type of existence and that type of experience. Each of you as well have experienced what we refer to as that incarnational, between incarnational conscious levels. And if you look upon all of your creations, and once again to utilize your belief in time and space, have looked upon your past incarnational period and rejoiced at the experience. Whether it's light or dark, good or bad, whether it's desirable or less than desirable, the spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in the creation process and validating the belief you hold, validating that which you desire to experience, even if in your so-called awakened consciousness that you look upon that as being a less than desirable experience. We assure you that when you enter a certain level of consciousness, you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. You cannot fail. And you will rejoice in the experience. And you will rejoice in the creation process. Each of you, once again, to utilize your belief in time and space, have been involved in that process many, many times. And each of you, to then utilize your belief in time and space, choose over and over and over to do it again and again and again for the opportunity to experience those intense range of emotions and feelings that come from being either from the light to the dark or the dark to the light, being desirable or less than desirable, being involved in a good or not so good type of creation process. The spark of consciousness that you are does not judge, but gives to you that which you desire, without exception, validates your beliefs and belief systems. The spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in that creation process. In each of you, in your level of consciousness, once again, to utilize your belief in time and space, in the level of consciousness that you experience in the between incarnational periods, has looked back upon a particular incarnation and rejoiced. Wow, that was awesome. I think maybe we'll try this time. And really put in place the opportunities and potentials for creation to be a reality. Where? I wonder what it would be like to be what is your awakened consciousness that you refer to as mental challenge. Wonder what it would be like to be involved in a lifetime where I had unlimited abundance. Or wonder what it would be like to be involved in a lifetime where I had absolutely nothing in terms of abundance. Wonder what it would be like to be involved in a lifetime where I had absolute perfect health through my whole experience. And then conversely, I wonder what it would be like to have an experience where I experienced all types of traumatic health issues. Let's try them all. And in that level of consciousness, rejoice in the creation process. Because it's an illusion. It's a creation process that you are involved in, that you choose to put in place, the potential to have these realities, the experiences. Your choice, a validation of your beliefs and your belief systems, and you will at some point come to the understanding of who and what you truly are and rejoice in the creation process and the understanding that you are all that is. Good, bad, light or dark, desirable or less than desirable is an awakened human consciousness concept that validates beliefs you hold. The spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in the creation process of. Does that answer your question?
Yes, that helps a lot. But are we doing this on other levels then too, in other vibratory levels and in so-called creation areas that we can't even imagine at this one?
You exist in this vibrational level with a limitation of the understanding, once again, of who and what you truly are and of the creation process, the limitation that you choose to put in place. We continuously say that you will choose to leave this incarnational plane, this incarnational period, and you will choose to leave this vibrational level. To say that you will choose infers that there is a passage of time and you're going to come to some point in your future. And it's really not that way. You are a multidimensional personality. You are all that is. We, each of us, are one. We as an entity choose not to experience the reality that you exist in your vibrational level. But there are a multitude of experiences that we are involved in, as well as a multitude of experiences that you are involved in outside of this vibrational level. To suggest, for instance, that you are restricted to experience within this vibrational level is to put a limitation upon who and what you truly are. You are all that is. You exist in any vibrational level that you choose to exist in. You have, should you choose to put aside veil the electromagnetic type of energy that you put in place. You have the capacity to understand and to be involved in and to retain an interactive memory of what it was and what it is that you're experiencing in these other incarnational periods and in these other vibrational levels that you are involved in. You are all that is. You choose to limit that understanding in your awakened consciousness state and in various levels of consciousness in this vibrational level. It's an explanation that defies the utilization of a vocabulary. It's an understanding that one can have. Go with inside. We encourage you to go with inside. The answers lie with inside, and it lies in an understanding as opposed to some type of a message that you're going to receive. It's an understanding of who and what you truly are. It's a connection with that spark of consciousness that you are, that's available to each of you. For many it's very difficult, because you choose to make it difficult, because you choose to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You're all that is. This is an illusion. This reality, your vibrational level, is an illusion. You are all that is. We create reality similar to your reality for the pleasure of understanding and for the experiencing of certain emotions and feelings similar to what you create in your vibrational level. We simply understand that it's an illusion, and therefore while the emotions and feelings can seem very real, to utilize your terminology, they do not carry with them the intensity that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, in your vibrational level. And your spark of consciousness once again rejoices in that experience. We've utilized the analogy many times. That is like going into a theater where you understand that the projection is simply an illusion, a trick of lights upon a screen, a projection of someone's perception of what it is that they're desiring to portray and to have you experience. And you understand that it's an illusion, and yet you can experience an intense range of emotions and feelings while you're involved in that particular type of portrayal, and you're involved in viewing that image upon the screen, that you realize is simply someone's projection and a trick of light. And yet you can go through a very broad range of emotions. But when you leave the theater, now you get the real emotions. Now it's real. For some entities who utilize imagination and who have their difficulty in perceiving between their seemingly subconscious and conscious realities, when they leave that theater, it's very difficult to separate the seemingly illusionary emotions and reality from what you in your awakened consciousness stack would term as being the real emotions and reality. For some individuals who enter their consciousness into a meditative state, particularly when first returning to your so-called awakened consciousness state, it can be very difficult to perceive which was the most real. This reality experienced in your altered state of consciousness or this reality experienced in your awakened consciousness state. And for many it can even blend together and once again be very difficult to determine which is real, which is the one that I'm involved in. In your awakened consciousness that you would look upon that individual and have a tendency to say that they had an emotional problem or a mental problem. And yet it's simply a level of consciousness, an awareness of consciousness that might not fall within your so-called societal and human consciousness belief system. It's not right or wrong. The fuck of consciousness that you are does not judge whether or not the reality you experience is right or wrong. It simply validates your beliefs and rejoices in the creation process. Does that answer your question?
Yes, appreciate it.
Well now, well, once again, it has been a very enjoyable interaction, and we would like to express our gratitude to each of you for offering us this opportunity, and we would once again remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, and should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to exchange with each of you. And so, now we would bid farewell to each of you with love and peace.